The news of the day, I guess, with the medical marijuana bill is this now has conditional support by the O'Malley administration. Is that the right way to describe that?
They support the bill, House Bill 1101, with amendments, which is a standard way of supporting legislation. I've reviewed their amendments, and I think they're helpful to the bill.
What would this your bill do, and what would the amendments do?
What the bill does is it, by the way, it came out of a work group that was a broad stakeholder group from law enforcement to health professionals and legislators. And what it does is create a medical marijuana commission, which will work with the academic medical centers to make marijuana available under very controlled, responsible, and accountable circumstances to patients who need it under their doctor's supervision.
Now, would the medical marijuana only be available through these institutions, or could there be the setup of private dispensaries? I know other states have done the private dispensary route. Is that...
This bill would have it be only available through the academic centers, and that's part of the reason, by the way, that the Secretary Sharfstein will be testifying for the bill, and for the first time, the Maryland State Medical Society, MedCAI, will be supporting the bill as well.
By talking medical research institutions, we're talking Hopkins, University of Maryland, that kind of those places? I mean, have they listed specific places yet?
No, the bill specifies academic medical centers. Actually, there are others besides those.
Okay, fair enough. What does this mean for the bill, having this support?
Well, I hope it means it passes, but you never know until the bill lands on the governor's desk for his signature. We still have a lot of process to go through. But the way I think of this bill, hopefully this will pass and be a victory for patients who are suffering in our state who could benefit from marijuana with doctor's care.
4 weeks to go. Can this bill pass in the next 4 weeks?
Anything can happen.
Okay. You got anything else?
It's been so many years this has been up. But, you know, is it about time Maryland kind of gets on board a lot of other states?
I certainly think it's time that Maryland get on board. Marijuana medical marijuana will be available in the District of Columbia, right next door. Delaware has a program. New Jersey is growing medical marijuana. So it's happening all over. And one of my concerns is that Marylanders will drive to other states in order to obtain what they perceive to be needed medical treatment. So I think it's a good time for this bill to pass here in Maryland. And I'm very pleased that Dr. Sharfstein and I have come together on this issue, and hopefully his support will help the bill get the rest of the way.
And it is strictly medical marijuana. We're not talking recreational marijuana, and I know Delegate Anderson has a bill on that.
This is only medical marijuana, and let me just say, too, what the bill doesn't do. The bill does not create dispensaries, does not create walk-in doctor medical marijuana locations, does not condone private growing of marijuana. None of that is possible. We looked at the other states and found where their mistakes were. We also found in some states, like New Jersey and the District of Columbia, where they were doing it well. We modeled after that and tightened it up considerably more.
Okay. Thank you very much.